And aloha. Aloha, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda offering to you the gift of presence and breath. Aloha. It is a gift that we offer one another and ourselves, the gift of being present in this very moment where the whole universe resides, and the gift of life that is present in breath. And certainly clear, moist air that I offer you today. And oh, thank you for joining me and listening to All Good Grief. I am here as usual with myself, a mic, recording device in the rainforest, and not as far out as I'd like to be this morning, but it's been misting and raining for some time, and well, it's wet. So I am coming to you from my covered lanai, but looking out into an expanse of land where there's just nothing but nature, Gaia, opening her arms to us and saying, please come, please sit, offer to me all that you've been carrying, all that is heavy within you. Allow it to shift and just melt into this earth. Huge black lava rocks that are surrounding what is the extent of my property and the forest beyond. And we are joined this morning by my rescue cat, Bilby, named after the endangered, cute little mousy shrew animal from Australia that my daughter and I would enjoy going to see at the Sydney Zoo, which if you are a zoo person, do make that a destination. It's just a wonderful zoo. Bit tiring, up and down hills, but just such unique creatures there. So anyway, we named him after those creatures because he has a long snout. Such said my daughter. So just taking pause in our doing, in our busyness, and drawing you into this magical land and this energy. And as I say these words, feeling myself ground and center, imagining roots just growing from the bottoms of your feet into this hard earth lava rock here, feeling this moist, slightly chill air. And as I look out to seeing, it's like the air is alive because it's not a solid rain here. Literally as if, and is, not as if, clouds are just moving by. So you are ensconced in this moisture, this mist. And it is indeed, as I imagined, Avalon coming out of the mists of the book that is so near and dear to so many of us, and gently shoved us off into our priestess journey. No, the Mists of Avalon that I read when I was about my daughter's age. She who has no interest in reading. Oh, well, she is on her own path. As she says to me, Mother, when's the last time you've drawn something or painted? And so, you know, touche. But hearing, listening with that deep, deep sense of listening to that which is around me. And there's birds and, of course, the constant drip, drip. Drip, drip from my gutters, which are leaky and need to be fixed. But, you know, it adds to the ambiance. Nothing but green and various shades of green. And the unique flora and fauna that is here, because when you have noxious gases being emitted from the depths of Mother Earth. Good morning. I hope you can hear that. But when you have those gases and the smell of sulfur in the air, there's certain lichens and moss and things that only grow here, and they have these really unique in unusual colors, like these orange and like a burnt red type of thing. For me, I just feel like I'm home. It's funny. We went to Oahu at the beginning of this year, where, of course, you have the stereotypical beautiful Hawaiian white beaches. I'm sure you've seen Waikiki and something if you haven't been here, though we're far off from there. Oh, good morning, little Musubi. But everything is white sand, and no, don't step on, no. Hold on here. We have a wayward kitty. Everything is white sand, and I felt almost disquieted because here we only have one beach where there's white sand, and it's quite a trek for us. So everything is black, black lava, black sand, and I adore it. But there wasn't, so I kept on teasing my daughter. I needed to get back to the black sand, and of course she's like, "Mother, this is so beautiful here." I said, "Yes, of course it is, but I don't know. I found it a tad boring." To sit on this black sand beach, which is one of my favorite spots, Punulu'u, down south. Of course, if where I drive in, you can go left, where all the tourists are, and always turtles to see, but tons of tourists. Or you can go right, where there's secret paths and the locals are fishing, and I go that way. And I find a spot that's just me in the ocean, climbing out to rocks that just jet off into the ocean, and just being there, knowing that there's no land between myself and whoever is out there. Just ocean. The roar of the waves and the wind and the sun and the taste of salt on your lips. The feeling of the grittiness of salt as it forms a layer on your skin. It is so easy to just sink into that space and melt away your humanness and become one again with the universe. And as I hear quite strongly in my ear right now, Divine Mother saying, that is indeed the purpose for me being called here and to create this space, the Happy Heart Sanctuary, which now is grounding. It's so lovely to see after years of dreaming, years of journaling and writing, it now exists as a legal entity, the Happy Heart Sanctuary, which on paper is a space dedicated to eco-spirituality, the fancy term for me saying meditate out in nature. And I was having, a few interesting conversations this week, just sharing the bones of this project and saying how I feel that it's almost as if I feel I'm doing nothing, just calling people, being the channel and the anchor. Being a beacon, and that's what they're showing me, is a lighthouse here, anchoring the divine feminine, anchoring the key codes of compassion, kindness, and love. Igniting once again that flame of the divine feminine and calling the women here to this sacred space, this holy isle that it is, and saying, release all that you're carrying, and then release more. You know, we've been offered one version, let me put it that way, of life. And since so many have accepted that version, we have felt within us that it's the right path to take. But there are so many now who are stopping and saying, this doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right any longer. I know that there's more. I know that there's more. Let's leave it at that. The unsettling nature of being in a space where you know you don't belong, right? Those of us who acknowledge that we are energy working in an energy world, you can feel it within you when things are out of alignment. You can feel it within you when things are just not right. People are speaking something, but their heart is saying another. And so we've come to this place, and oh my goodness, as I'm saying these words, and I just pause for a moment, because these past 3 weeks, I said 3 weeks, but I was going to say 3 days, but it must be 3 weeks. I have just woken up buzzing with energy. And I know my dear sister of Lavender Ivy, who creates these beautiful little creatures. Such a talented person. She would understand what I'm saying. It's just this exchange of energy. And it is such a high vibration right now. Blah, blah, blah. Heightened by the energies of the universe. And as I'm saying this, I'm feeling... Oh, goodness. It's just like a cacophony of gorgeous, amazing, strong energy that is clearing away old patterns, clearing away that which was, and saying, come play with me now in this new toy box. Come over here now. Just step over. And the universe is saying, and I say through me to you, that it's easier than you think. You know, we've been carrying this rock of heavy, this rock of difficult, that life is difficult. Days are difficult. They're challenging. It's hard. To make money is hard. Only allotted to the certain few. But that's not true. And the image they're showing me is it's as simple as putting down suitcases and walking away. It is that simple. Oh my goodness, the words are just tumbling now. I can see them. And let me share with you how it comes when I'm channeling, is that I see the words and then they come through me. So, the secret sauce in all of this is that you have to believe it in your core. There is no more just saying it, faking it, you know, what the heck is that expression? Faking it until you make it. You know, just saying things over and over. If you're saying words that are not coming from your core being and your energy field is not resonating with them, that's where the magic is. That's where manifestation is. You cannot toss words out into the universe, but your heart is saying something else, your energy field. You have to align all of you. So the universe is saying, this is the game now. Believe. Believe strongly. Calibrate your energy field to that belief, or vice versa. They happen, can happen simultaneously. But you have to own it. You have to own it. And then just wait. Send that out, that beacon, that energy, that frequency and vibration out to the universe. And just wait, because it will match it. It will say, ah, okay. So again, put down those weights. Now just pause for a moment and think within you, what are you carrying? And if you're still thinking, no. Literally, it should just come up instantly. You should just know. You'll know. Yes, I'm feeling this. This is too heavy. This old identity, this old hat. This thing I inherited from my parents or grandparents, it's not me any longer. And those of us, and you know who you are, who identify with the bridge characteristic. I hesitate even to put ages out, because you won't feel it then. You'll go, oh, I'm not that age. I don't feel that. But those of you, you know, who feel you are the bridge between the old and the new. It's not easy, is it? But just identify that you have such strong purpose in this world, and your children and your children's children won't be carrying these weights, these suitcases, any longer. Let's all collectively, today and from this moment forward, press the easy button, shall we? Let's press that easy button. I remember that Staples commercial from goodness knows when. It had the big red button. I'm going to bring that back. So to bring us back to the energy here in this physical space, the rain, it's really coming down now. Can actually see it. It's more than a mist. Some kitties that were hiding in the rainforest are coming out. So just pausing and breathing this magical energy, the energy and gifts of water, rain, of moisture, absorbed into this black earth that is present here, feeding the grass and the various plants of the rainforest surrounded here by the Ohia forest. And we have several red blossoms, such interesting flowers that they offer. Remind me of Australian wattle. In a way, yes. Various ferns that are growing. And just stillness. Stillness. So this is feeling complete this morning. Whenever this reaches you, whenever these words find them their way into your energy field, know that it is the right time, the right space for you to absorb them. As always, sharing with you the gratitude that is in my heart for sharing this space with me. There is so much to come. I felt this morning the hand of our Divine Mother saying, "My priestess, it is time to rise. I have offered you 50 years, 50 plus in this playing field that is Earth, to taste, to experience, to dance, to cry. But now, it's time to get to work." So, I will be offering guidance, spiritual teachings, guidance, of course, on end of life, the sacred art of dying, the sacred art of holding space, how to work with those who, I say, have been told they have an expiration date and their days are few left on this earth, how to hold space for those individuals and for the individuals themselves as a recourse and a resource. I will be offering, I have called them holding space sessions because that is what I feel. Is part of the fabrics of my work in medicine, is holding that space for you, those who are sitting in grief, sitting in a period of time of transition, and just need someone to hold space for you, to listen to you, to acknowledge where you are, to feel held, to feel witnessed. A space where there is no judgment, no criticism, and no musts or shoulds, simply holding the container for you. We will call upon Divine Mother, bring in her essence, ground ourselves in this energy of the rainforest, and then just allow the time will be yours, dear hearts. The time will be yours to share. So we'll be offering that soon. If I can figure out how to do this calendar stuff, would be, you know, technical stuff. I'm just losing interest and patience in life. So I'm sure at some point there will be a magical person that comes forward that loves to do these kind of things and can manage it for me, because I just, yeah, we're there. Oh, and as I look down, there's a little spider creating her web, spinning it round. That will get me sidetracked, as you can tell, as I adore spiders. And those of us magical women, we do, don't we? The makers of the web, as we are of our own life. All right. That is enough. Thank you for spending this time with me, sweet sister. If there's anything I can do to answer questions, please let me know. You can send me an email at maya@allgoodgrief.com. For right now, of course, there's an Instagram at allgoodgrief. That's probably the quickest way to get my attention, and would love for you to join us there. I'm still debating Facebook. It's just holding space for the moment, and I'm feeling into it. But Instagram, up and alive, so join me in that space. All right, sisters, that is enough. So I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the island of Hawaii. You have been listening to All Good Grief, and remember, sisters, my heart and your heart connected as one. May your life be filled with magic and miracles. Aloha.